Yes. Let's find out more about that right
now. And now, 5 Good Minutes.
She is here in studio, and one busy, busy, busy lady is the president and CEO of our Providence House, Natalie Leek Nelson. Good to see you, first of all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I said to Mike Snyder earlier, I'm not sure to say congratulations to you.
I know, right?
Maybe congratulations on getting people together to help with this.
To help,
so
that's
let's
right.
start from the beginning, literally, for people hearing the story of Providence House for the first time. You
sure.
are on the front lines in a very interesting area of need, right?
That's right. So our goal is to keep kids safe and families together. So Providence House is Ohio's first crisis nursery. We opened in 1981. This is our 38th year. 8,000 children have been protected by Providence House since we opened our doors. And we provide emergency shelter to children newborn to 12 years old while their families are working through crisis, domestic violence, substance abuse, mental health issues, homelessness. We help navigate those families to supports in the community so that they can become safe and stable and their children can return home. 99% of our children safely reunited with their families last year.
You have a wonderful campus, Ohio City. You have a wonderful staff. You have so many great volunteers, supporters. But sadly, as we have visited over the years, you have seen that demand grow, right?
Yes, we've had 175% increase in the calls coming in, over 1,000 calls a year for families that need somewhere safe for their children so that they can work through these issues. And just this year, over 200 children will be waitlisted or go unserved.
There are so many, you know, in the front lines, there's so many. It is not one world. It is not one neighborhood. There are problems that touch every zip code, every family.
Absolutely.
Like, right?
We serve over 30 zip codes in greater Cleveland. We're in all the inner ring suburbs. This is not an inner city problem. We have families living in poverty in Rocky River and Pepper Pike. So when we have families calling us, the mix of crises, it's not just one thing. They can't meet their child's basic needs. They have a mental health disorder and they can't get treatment. They're homeless due to sometimes the fault of a landlord.
Right.
It has nothing to do with them.
Right. And family support is not there for
family
for whatever
support
reason.
Is not there. Right.
Geographically or whatever it may be. Right.
That's absolutely right. So a lot of our families say we're the safest place they know to bring their children. And so when we look at the number of kids that can't get in, clearly it's time for us to expand our reach. We would love to go out of business because every child was safe and loved and the family could support them. But what we see when we looked at those kids that couldn't get in, 70% of them were in East Side zip codes.
You have announced something. It was a special day yesterday, got the attention of the governor. Mike DeWine was there as well as you had this announcement. So what's the next step? What are you doing?
So the next step is we've always talked about growing on our Ohio City campus, but when we saw that statistic, 70% East Side, we have to go where the kids are. Transportation is a huge issue for families that are struggling. And so we worked with a number of partners, St. Luke Foundation, Cleveland Neighborhood Progress, Burton Bell Carr, and we said, okay, we're coming east. Where should we be? What building is going to work for us? And we looked at a ton of stuff. We were so blessed and fortunate, found a beautiful building
on 118th
and Buckeye,
the
old Weiser building.
Mm-hmm.
And we will renovate that building and add a 20-bed crisis nursery. So we serve 350 kids on the west side. The nursery on the east side, once complete, will serve another 350 or so. So 700 children a year. Thousands of families will be supported now.
And you need some help getting this done.
We need some help getting it done.
All right.
Paul and Karen Dolan, amazing, stepped up. They're chairing this campaign for us. We've got a stretch to go. It's an $8 million capital effort to renovate and build out the nursery. We're just over two already. Kind of been talking to a few of our friends and board members and foundations.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be a stretch, and we need to be doing it. We need to have not only people continue to support the kids we have on the west side, but step up and really, you know, help us stretch so that we can open this facility for kids on the east side.
If this is the first time you have heard about the work of Providence House, if you're interested, get to the website when you have time, learn more about what they do and you do and see if you can help. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go to provhouse.org. As we open the east side as well, there'll be volunteer opportunities to work with the kids in that campus. But we're really hoping we can get in there as quickly as possible. It'll all be contingent on fundraising.
Shout out to everybody already involved in Providence House. Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
what you.
You
do, Natalie. And let's hope indeed this gets done for the east side location as well. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Natalie Nelson, the president CEO of Providence House.